Well, grace and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. The question that strikes me this week is this: are you envious because I am generous? Out of context, this question sounds rather absurd. Who would be envious of somebody else's generosity? What kind of question is that? But when we delve deeper, when we look at the context of the parable, the question makes perfect sense. And not only does it make perfect sense in our parable, in this gospel, but it makes perfect sense in our lives, in our daily experiences. Are you envious because I am generous? Not really an absurd question at all. In the parable, the early day laborers, the ones who started at the crack of dawn, are asked this question: are you envious because I am generous? Because they have expressed their frustration to the landowner. These laborers have worked hard all day in the scorching heat, and they received the agreed-upon wage. But they witnessed others who came later in the day receive that same wage, the same payment, in this case, the same gift. To them, it seems unfair. And on one hand, we can totally understand. We agree with those laborers. Well, yeah, the people who came late, they didn't earn it. They didn't work it. It's not technically a wage at that point, right? A wage you've earned. You've done your job. But this is a gift. After a hard day's work, those early laborers want to see appropriate compensation for everyone. After a hard day's work, we want to see that too. We want to see others receive that appropriate compensation as well, as long as we have assessed what appropriate is. As anyone who has ever worked on a group project can tell you, the biggest unfair aspect of a group project in school: everyone gets the same grade or the same recognition if it's for work, even if one person did the whole project. For the laborers, it's the same case. They feel unappreciated, even though they have not received less than what was agreed upon. If they had been paid first and sent away, they wouldn't have even known that those who came last in the day were paid the same, right? They would have been gone already. They wouldn't have had a chance to grumble that everybody got the same grade, the same pay. So our question for us this morning is absolutely to be asking, are you envious because I am generous? I imagine the laborers want to say, yes, I'm envious because you're generous with the others, but you weren't generous with me. Come on, where's my extra? Where's my bonus? Why am I only getting what was agreed upon? Why not more if you gave them a full day's wage and they did part day work? Shouldn't I get a bonus? Something extra? Right? Come on. That's my logic. That's the logic of our world. When I think about these questions that I've posed, I'm greatly saddened at how much our world, our society, reiterates that point, this line of thinking. Pretty much everywhere we look in society, our culture and our world, this is what is fed to us. We measure success by our bank accounts. If we do a job well, we expect some sort of monetary bonus. When we get a good evaluation, we expect a merit-based raise. Companies spend tons of time developing incentive-based plans to help motivate their employees to do more for their business. Our culture is so reward-based, it's hard not to separate this idea from our understanding of what the parable is really trying to show us. So let's get back to the question. Are you envious because I am generous? Yes, absolutely, but not in the way that you think. I'm envious because I lack that same generosity. Let me say that again. I'm envious because I lack the same generosity. I lack the generosity of the landowner to be able to give to everyone the same amount of love and kindness. I'm envious because I lack that generosity. This generosity, God's generosity, is otherworldly. So otherworldly, it goes against everything the world teaches us. It is so countercultural that society tries to expunge it from our world completely. Our world is so merit and connection-based that when life relies on generosity or kindness or love, we are taken aback when it happens, when we see it. Perhaps we gasp. Perhaps we even literally take a step back. Maybe we stop. When we see acts of kindness or love without a hidden agenda, we tend to look at it with suspicion, trying to find that agenda. Well, why are they being nice to me? What's in it for them? If we're pessimistic, we look for that suspicion, right? If we're in awe, we're hopeful, but at the same time, always whispering to ourselves, I could never do that. I could never be that generous. Did you see what they just did over there? How that person helped that other person? Man, I could never be like that. This otherworldly generosity from our gospel that goes against our culture is the generosity in this parable, and it's the generosity of God. As followers of Christ, we strive daily to live into this generosity, to this excessive generosity of love. Excessive because it's for everyone and it never ends. As Christians, we don't offer a partial love. We offer a full love, all-encompassing. Loving a person for who they are inside and out. The parable of the landowner provides that same payment regardless of the work, the time spent working, the quality of the work, the presence of the person, or any other difference that we can find to name. No matter what, they all get the same wage. In turn, it becomes a gift, not earned by those who labor, but a gift for all the people. The landowner isn't harming those who came first and did the work. The wage is what was promised at the start of the day. Sure, it hurts. Those who come to the feast early and prepare it. Yeah, sometimes it hurts when you do all that work and, well, you're lucky if you get a thank you, Mom. Thanks, Dad. Oh, Grammy, that was great. And yet, we continue to prepare and offer that with love because we care. God's love, the promise of God's love, is the same yesterday, today, and forever. It's infinite. It will never end. It will never run out. It keeps expanding and growing so that all people are loved and all people will come to know God's love. The generosity of God's love is therefore not finite, and it is completely expansive. I hope and I pray to grow my love and generosity each day. I hope and I pray that you are able to grow your generosity and love each day. I hope and I pray that this world is able to grow and love more each day. That we as a society and a culture and a people can see the error of our solely merit-based world and find ways to open our hearts to the kindness, love, and awe-inspiring, excessive generosity of God's amazing love. Am I envious because of God's generosity? Absolutely. But it's an envy that I hope to inspire me so that I too, instead of saying I could never do that, to say I can't do that yet, but I'm gonna try. May we all try to be generous like God, realizing that God loves us and shares that love with all people. Amen.